This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Rene Bradley. RENEEBRADLEY. Date of birth 08/28/1954. Date of appointment 12/13/2023. Requesting physician Vanessa Sarkisova. VENESSASARKASOVA. Dear Dr. Sarkisova, I have the pleasure of seeing Rene Bradley today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 69-year-old, right-handed African American woman who on 11/27/2023 woke up with woozy. When rolled, felt that left arm is weak, lower extremities were tingling. She was dizzy for the 2 weeks prior to this. On that day, she went out with the dog and came back and still having left upper extremity weakness. She started feeling nauseous, went to the LS Hospital Emergency Room, ELLIS. MRI of the brain done, which shows 9 mm acute lacunar stroke in the right parietal convexity. CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Patient was started on aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Now the left upper extremity is almost back to normal. She has a history of migraine since the age of 20 years. Usually migraine is 1 to 2 times per week. Usually the migraine is 1 to 2 times per year. It is on the right temple. She sees stars in the eyes, dull, no nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Tylenol helps. She was seen by the cardiologist and have a 30-day heart monitor to rule out atrial fibrillation. Past medical history, hypertension, gout, asthma, stroke, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, allergy to food, allergy, food preservative, medications, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily, albuterol, allopurinol, budesonide, cholecalciferol, fluticasone, hydrochlorothiazide, multivitamin. Social history, used to smoke 5 cigarettes per day. Now after the stroke she stopped smoking. She drink 2 to 3 glasses of champagne over the weekend. She is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have 2 children. Family history, mother alive with a stroke, father deceased, cancer of the pancreas, 2 sisters, 1 with hypertension, atrial fibrillation, chronic renal failure. 1 sister is alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had a stroke with left upper extremity weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart has 2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel song present next apple. There is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. A right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, lacunar stroke in the right parietal convexity. Number two, migraine. Number three, joint pain. Number four, dizziness. Next paragraph. As patient is back to baseline, she does not need any physical therapy. Migraine is very infrequent. She does not need medication for that also. Etiology of a stroke is probably hypertension and smoking. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and a atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. She has a heart monitor for 1 month. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.